Hour 2 of daily live local talk from Stewards of Sound Incorporated on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd with us, but a little different show today. As we started in the last hour on WWIB and WIB.com, for the first time in a number of years, third time overall, Karen telling the story of how she completely unintentionally got into the field of nutrition. We'll give you a brief recap for you people just picking up the story here on WOGO and WOGO.com, and we'll carry the story forward. Also, she's joined by her daughter, Ruth, who has just moved back into the Chippewa Valley along with her husband, previously having been in the Chicago area for a few years of their marriage. And we're going to just kind of let you know how Karen, coming to the rescue of her daughter nutritionally, helped lead her into the path of nutrition. Isn't that right, Karen?
That's right.
All right. Very good. All right. So thanks to both of you for being here. And a dramatic, powerful story. All I can say is please check out the podcast from the last hour at WIB.com. If you've never heard it before, we'll get the podcast up this afternoon. I'll make it as a standalone podcast because it really is extraordinary, all that you went through. Karen, I'm going to give you the difficult challenge here of
summarizing.
Yeah, just bringing these people up to speed who didn't hear everything, but and maybe here on WOGO had never heard this before. So,
yeah. After I finished my career in the United States Army, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and raise kids, and so I had three little children, and Ruth was my third child. And my husband had gone through seminary, and he took his first pastorate, and we moved into the parsonage there. And they had tried to do a good thing by putting down a new-to-the-parsonage carpet, although it had been in somebody's garage for a long time. And unbeknownst to us and to them, it was full of carpet beetle larvae. And after we had been in the home just a few weeks, the carpet beetles hatched out in force. There were lots of them, many, many. And so we called a local exterminator, and he came and sprayed. But it turned out that my little girl went into grand mal seizures, and I thought that it was a possible connection. I had had some Army training and been very involved with nuclear, chemical, biological warfare defense when I was serving as in my role as a lieutenant and later captain in the United States Army and Military Intelligence. And so I knew that there was something that was wrong, or at least I thought there was, but when she went into grand mal seizures and we went into the ER, they said no, this couldn't have anything to do with it, that it had to be a febrile seizure, although her temperature wasn't very high, and she had double pneumonia, which are all symptoms of the nerve agent poisoning that it could have been. And so
you're hitting, obviously, I mean, just for the sake of time, because we're only doing this till 11:30, I mean, you're touching on just the high points.
Yeah.
Again, you tell it very dramatically over about a half
hour
on WWIB and WIB.com. So just want to tell people it's worth hearing the full dramatic roller coaster ride you went on.
Right, right. So I'm just sort of cutting to the chase here.
Gotcha.
So because I haven't told you the rest of the story, because I still don't know how I ended up a nutritionist, because I wasn't going to be a nutritionist even after all that happened. So after the second hospital visit to the ER, and Ruth was hospitalized with the second grand mal seizure because we went back to the home that was still full of the Dursban 2E, that's the particular insecticide that was sprayed. It did kill carpet beetles, though, Mark. They were all dead. So
was good. That was good.
That was good.
Right,
We got rid of the carpet beetles, that's for sure. And I never saw one in that house ever since then. So anyway, so Ruth went into a second grand mal seizure. This one lasted over an hour. The emergency room physician didn't think that she would live. And by God's grace, she did. And please do listen to the WWIB. It's a very emotional thing. And I'm almost emotionally spent right now, Mark, you know, and just
I'm sure.
Telling the story. Yeah. So I'll let you listen to it on WWIB. But the bottom line is that Ruth did end up being poisoned by this Dursban 2E. But to get to that conclusion, we were in St. Louis Children's Hospital. We were told that it was not possible that any type of, you know, chemical could have caused this type of reaction. And I was sent back home to the same exterminator, bug spray-ridden house. And Ruth was on very high doses of phenobarbital, which is an anti-seizure drug. And she wasn't well yet. And so she was slipping away from me. She was just fading, and I knew she wouldn't seize, and I knew that I would lay her in her crib, and I would be back shortly in an hour or whatever, and she would be dead. Her lungs would be filled with fluid, and my little girl would be dead, and I wasn't going to do that. So I walked out of the house and contacted everybody that I could, and finally got somebody to help me, Dr. Sheldon Wagner from Corvallis at the university there, and he tested the carpet. He tested my breast milk because I was still nursing Ruth. He did everything, and he directed the physicians in St. Louis on what they should be testing for, and everything came back positive. She'd been poisoned. And so that was there. But now what are we going to do?
Which, again, just to recap, nutritionist Karen, is what you had thought had been the case. You told the medical officials, you know, could it have been the insecticide of the carpet? No.
Right.
Second time around, second seizure. Could it have been? I'm thinking that must be it. And they still told you,
no.
1989, Illinois Hospital, no. And you didn't know. I mean, again, you had some of your Army experience with chemicals, but you're like, who am I?
You know? It is. Who am I? I don't know anything.
Right.
You know, this is... So now we know she's poisoned. Now, what's the prognosis? You know, how are we going to get her to live? And so no one could help me. Everyone. And we went to many specialists, had the very same answer. She is not going to live for very long. And so I needed to find another answer. It's like, we can't just let her die. At least I have to do everything that I possibly can. So I went to the medical, we have a medical school in St. Louis. It's Washington University, and I went to the library there and read everything that I could on organophosphates and what could possibly help. I read everything that the NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health, to every snake oil remedy, and then came up with a nutritional plan, and we forced it down Ruth's throat, and she got better. And so then we took her back to the doctors, and I mean, I'm really cutting to the chase
right,
here.
Right.
Okay. And so we took her back to the doctors, and they're all astounded. And so I go home, and so we're going to be okay, and everything's fine, until I started to get phone calls. This is where the story picks up. So I'm very happy. I'm a pastor's wife. I got three kids to raise. My life is full. And so I started to get phone calls from people say, you know, I have this condition, or my husband has this.
So how had people heard about this, though?
I didn't know.
You still don't?
I didn't know. And so I said, how did you hear about it? I said, well, we read the article in the St. Louis Globe Dispatch. I said, what article in the St. Louis Globe Dispatch? You know, Globe Democrat. It was the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Determined woman saves her wife, her daughter through nutrition.
Yes, it was little girl destined to die lives.
Huh.
And I was like, we didn't have a subscription to any paper. We were dirt poor. We just went.
To this day, you don't know like how that story.
I don't even know how that story got in the paper.
Yeah.
And so and then how did you get a hold of me? How did you get my phone number?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's like, and I said, you know, I can't help you. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a child toxicologist. I don't know anything. You know, I can speak un poco español y francés y alemán, you know.
College majors were foreign language.
Yeah, you know, and I know quite a bit about electronic warfare and quite a bit about military intelligence. And I do know something about nuclear, biological, chemical warfare. But I don't know anything about the heart disease problem that your husband's having or, you know, your little girl that is suffering from asthma or whatever.
Right.
And they'll say, well, all the doctors said they can't help, but you helped your little girl. You can help me. I said, ma'am, I don't know anything about it. And then Mark, you have to understand, I just came out of this horrible experience.
Right.
Nobody would help me. Nobody would help me.
Sure.
And they'd say, please. And they're crying on the phone, please help me.
Desperation. Desperation said, that you knew you were hearing another parent's voice.
Right. And I said, well, as long as you know who I am, I'll tell you what, I will go down to Wash U, and I will read about this condition that your little girl or whatever, whoever it was, had. And then I will give you an opinion. But I said, I know nothing. You just have to know that going into it. And so I did that. I did that, Mark, for lots of people. And these people got better.
Huh.
And then it's like, I'm going to get in deep trouble here, you know. This is called practicing medicine without a license, you know.
Yeah,
and so
right.
I told everybody, I'm nobody. You need to know I'm nobody. But everything I told them to do was food. Food.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, okay, how could you go wrong with food, okay? Because that's the only tool I have. I don't have medicines. I don't have anything. And so... then I was shocked one day, and I got a call from Southwestern Bell Telephone. They had their main headquarters were in St. Louis. They're in the highest skyscraper. If you've been to St. Louis, you look for the highest skyscraper. That's where one Bell Telephone was. Now they're in Texas, but they were in St. Louis at the time. And I got a call from this person, and they said, we have had many people request that you come give lectures for our brown bag seminars. They did this company thing.
Okay.
And they had a 300-seat auditorium, and then they would, you know, give lectures on financial stuff or, you know, how to make your life better with this or that. And they said, we have had dozens and dozens of requests that you would come lecture on nutrition. I said, I don't have a degree in nutrition. I don't know anything. They said, we don't care. They don't care. We want you to come and talk. And so I said, okay, why not? What do you want me to talk on? Heart disease? Okay, well, I'll go study it. I got to go research it. I don't know anything about heart disease. You know, it's not my. And so I'm back at Wash U studying. And so then I would go down and say, okay, these are my sources. And this, I'm just, you know, I'm just giving basically a research paper report, you know.
They didn't want you to just talk about the story of how you saved your, how you went up against conventional medicine and saved your daughter?
Mm-mm. Okay. They wanted to know about women's health, and they wanted to know about cancer, and they wanted to know.
But what did you know about that?
I didn't know anything about it. I said, and I was so honest and upfront with them. I said, I don't know anything. All I'm going to do is I'm going to go down, I'm going to do this as a research project at the library, and I'm going to come back and report what you know, what I know, and I'm going to say, this is what the research says, and this is, if I was doing something with food, this is what I would do.
But they kind of figured, well, lady, listen, you saved your daughter. She was going to die, and so you're some kind of miracle worker in our mind, so here, talk to us about this.
This is exactly what happened. Yeah. I lectured at One Bell Telephone once a month, Mark, for years. I mean, before, all the way up until we moved here.
Wow.
And so, and then I got this call.
Did you get flack at all? Or?
No.
Okay.
All I got is more and more people calling me and saying, oh, I heard your lecture. Now I got my cousin who's this. It's just like, oh, no, this thing is escalating out.
Yeah.
And so then Drury Inns called me. Drury Inns, it's a hotel chain. They said, you know, we've got a lot of people asking that you'll come do our brown bag lunch, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, I guess I can go down there. Then the there's St. Louis is a big Catholic town, and then the parish, the Catholic parish from St. Louis called and said, we want you to start doing our parent teacher organizations. We want you to come out and start giving lectures. And so I started doing that. And then finally the University of Missouri called me and said, we want you to teach. And I said, I don't have a degree. We said, we know that, and we would like you to get a degree. We'd like you to get certified.
Wow.
So that's when I enrolled. At that time, it was the
American. And they wanted you to teach what?
They wanted nutrition.
Okay.
They wanted to hire me as an instructor at the university. And it's like, you have to understand the timing of this. My husband then has, we completed 7 years in this pastorate where he was. And so, and he's looking because it's a long story why he wanted to move. But anyway, so he's already got his resume out to go to another church. And so I said, well, and this is happening at, this is, they call me in May, and we're, and he's already in the candidating process. And so he's got this crazy place called Fall Creek, Wisconsin on the map that is looking to hire a pastor. And so I said, well, I don't know if I can, but I said, I do agree with you. I need to get some schooling.
Wow.
I mean, official schooling, you know, some credentialing. And so I started to do that. Steve accepted the pastorate at Faith Evangelical Free Church in Fall Creek, Wisconsin. Huh. And we moved. So I never did teach at the University of Missouri.
You never did. But you've been here in Fall Creek for a while.
Almost 20 years.
That's where your office is. And you did eventually start your nutrition practice out of your house for many years.
I did. I ran it out of my home. And I did finish my credentialing and got my certificate in all comprehensive nutrition. And since then, I've done much, much schooling. I'm always in a process of increasing my schooling, but I've taken many, many
courses. So just as we wrap up this segment, and there are some people even today who have some wellness and weight loss questions as we head you into the summer, giving you off for good behavior for June and July, and we'll talk with you again in August, I think, but because we just can't say goodbye. But the fact of the matter is that as you go back to that first story with Ruth, let's tie it together in terms of with Ruth, and then we'll get a comment from her. But, I mean, in terms of that and what you believe now, I mean— In terms of just your convictions, Karen, what you came to learn by the
grace of God.
Well, the sovereign hand of God is just all over this story.
Yes.
I told you off the air, it's like, it reminds me of the book of Esther, right? Where the name of God isn't mentioned, but the hand of God is everywhere.
Yes.
And so, like, just your convictions about nutrition making a difference to save Ruth's life and then to help so many people that you've helped.
I know that God called me to this. He destined me to be this. You know, in Ephesians 2:10, he says that he has prepared us for good works that we might walk in them. He had me go into the United States Army so that I could have, out of all those second lieutenants that could have been chosen to be the nuclear, biological, chemical defense warrior or warfare officer for the battalion, why did the commanding officer pick me? It's like, I'm really busy. You know, I got all this other stuff I got to. Why did he pick me? Okay, Karen goes to school for this because God needed me to have that training. Because, Mark, if I didn't have that training, I would never have recognized it. I would have just said, well, I guess the doctors are right. You know, it's just a coincidental thing that, you know, we get carpet sprayed and then now my little girl dies.
Yeah.
too bad.
That is something.
It's all over this and everywhere. Or just my training with, you know, giving lectures every
but
single
in terms
morning.
Of, but in terms of what you believe now about
oh,
nutrition.
You mean, oh, you're looking, yeah.
About that, too. Now, I'm interested yeah. in that, but also yes. in terms of your convictions there.
Food is our medicine, and our medicine is food. And that's not original. That's from Hippocrates.
Can't beat Hippocrates, the father right. of modern medicine.
Yes,
yeah.
right.
All right. Good enough. And Ruth Hurd, just you've heard this story. We started it off. People need to check the podcast at wib.com. I needed to try to go back and find the two previous times you've told it because it's so powerful. But, I mean, Ruth, just two things for you. One is in terms of your reaction to all you've heard today, much that you don't remember as a little 18-month-old. First mm-hmm. of all, just react to that.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear again and to remember God's hand in keeping me in this world.
Yeah.
And just the way that he has used a horrible, tragic experience in my family's life and my own life, although I don't remember it, to impact and help so many people here on out. And just the second chance he gave me at life.
Yeah.
And it just wells you up with thankfulness and gratefulness for God's sovereignty.
And lastly, there's a lot of people who are grateful to your mom for helping them in many and varied ways with primarily wellness and some weight loss issues, which ties into wellness. But just be interested in your comments about your mom and her determination and diligence. You have a wonderful dad as well. We don't mm-hmm. leave your great dad, Steve, out of the. But in terms of the determination here, and what you've seen from her, like you know her not only as a nutritionist, but as a mom, as a warrior, as somebody you work with in theater, and now you've come back into the area to work with her in that department too.
Yeah. Oh, I have the coolest mom on the planet. That's hands down. Definitely a warrior, determined, never gave up,
uh-huh.
and always seeking for the answer and for to be able to help all the people that she can. And it's just beautiful to see the giftings God has given her. And she is faithful every day to live those out and to help anyone she can through those, whether it's through nutrition or through theater of bringing people into a community where they can grow and thrive. It's in everything. And I'm blessed to have her as my role model.
Yeah, terrific. Beautifully said. And we're trying to recognize moms here, even to the final week of Mother's Day month of May on our sister station, WWIB and WIB.com. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share that tribute with our listeners on WIB who may have missed
Absolutely.
That here as well. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back because some folks are crying out today and they're saying, Karen, I need an answer to this or that. And they've emailed me, mark@wib.com or mark@wogo.com. And you can even sneak in a call still at 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769. Email mark@wogo.com. A short segment. Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd answering a couple of questions, a little bit different today, but I thought it was good to give you the perspective. Never intended to be a nutritionist.
Are you ready for a change in janitorial services? Here at the radio station, we've relied on Schleppenbach Janitorial for 9 years now. Alex has a personal approach as a local owner, and he won't demand a long-term contract. We know our building is secure. They even triple-check the doors. Schleppenbach Janitorial tailors the cleaning solutions to your business needs. Call Alex today for a free estimate at 723-6601.
Hi, this is Mike from Speed of Sound with a question for you. Do you know how old your sound system is at your church, school, or conference center? Have you ever noticed that the sound just isn't quite clear enough or loud enough? Does your mixer only work some of the time? Do you have loud squeals, pops, and buzzing noises? Let Speed of Sound perform a free sound analysis. You can't beat the low, low price of free. Call Speed of Sound today, 839-8021. That's 715-839-8021.
Matt Chilson's in with some big news on Ram trucks from the Chilson stores in Cannot and Halley.
Our Drive and Discover event is here, and the best lease offers of the year are the rule. Lease a brand-new 2016 Ram 1500 for only $279 per month with no money down.
Matt, that's huge. Only $279 for a new Ram.
We have over 120 new Rams available at our Chilson stores in Cannot and Chippewa Falls. Stop in or check us out online at ChilsonMotors.com and let our family take care of your family.
The Chippewa Valley's Jeep headquarters is Chilson in Cannot and Halley. Matt, what do you got?
Our Drive and Discover event is here, and 0% is the deal. 75 months with no interest on all in-stock 2016 Jeep Cherokee models. We have 26 Cherokees available and no interest for 75 months.
Did you just say 0% for 75 months?
That's right. No interest. Zip. Nada. Nothing. 0% for up to 75 months only at our Chilson stores. Stop in or check us out online at ChilsonMotors.com and let our family take care of your family.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, final five for today with Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd. We may have to stretch it just a bit more. We've got Dennis Miller and Jim Alf, Chippewa Valley local authors, coming up final half hour on WDOGO, something we're starting the second half hour of a Wednesday show here in the summer. But we've got actually a caller on the line from Edwards, Colorado. Ann is on the line. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good. You got Karen Hurd's attention. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Ann. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you. My question is, what is your solution to shrink or dissolve uterine fibroids?
Good question. The cause of uterine fibroids is almost always an overproduction of hormones. We call it an overexpression. Hormones trigger the growth of these cells. And so the answer is, must bring down hormonal levels, very specifically the female hormones. And so to do that, we stop eating things that increase that. Right at the top of the list is caffeine. Caffeine always increases production of estrogens. So you get rid of your caffeine. Sugars also will increase the production of your hormones. And so you want to get rid of all the sugars. And that includes fruit for this particular situation. In some situations, I don't ask people to give up fruit, but almost always I'm dealing with people that got major problems. So we almost always have to give up fruit. So give up your fruit, give up your sugar. You need to give up your dairy. Your dairy has something in it called saturated fats. And saturated fats create something called radical oxidative species, which is a type of, it's a cancer-causing problem, and it damages DNA and causes mutants. See, what you're getting is when you have growth on that area, you know, we have to dissolve all that abnormal growth. You have mutants that are causing that growth, and so your radical oxidative species are responsible for that. So you get rid of your saturated fats. What are saturated fats? It's dairy products, it's coconut oil, it's bacon and sausage and bratwurst. It's fats that are solid at room temperature. So now we dumped your caffeine, we dumped your sugar, we dumped your fruit, and sugars, of course, are desserts. I think everybody's probably on top of that one. And then we get rid of your saturated fats. And so what do we do then after that? Well, that's a lot, but now we have to get rid of the circulating estrogens that are currently going on. And because when we have hormones, when they are released, they just keep working. They keep working. They never break down. They never go away. They just catalyze, which means cause one chemical reaction to happen and then go and make the next chemical reaction happen. And so we got to stop that. So we got to bring down the hormonal level that's circulating in the bloodstream. And the way we do that is the consumption of soluble fiber, because soluble fiber binds with biofluids, and biofluids are the way we carry out all these hormones. And so they get carried out into the toilet. If you do not eat soluble fiber, then they will recycle at 90 to 95%. So what is soluble fiber? It is beans. It is beans. So we eat beans frequently.
I think, Ann, you had a second question?
Yes. I was wondering, first of all, if she's had cases where clients have actually, the fibroids have either gone away or they've shrunk significantly?
Yes, ma'am. Many clients. And we even have clients that we've documented the drop in their estrogen levels. And so that you can see as they drop, that you can see that those tumors and fibroid growths, I'm calling them tumors. We'll call it fibroids. It's easier to say it that way. And we can see that they go down. Yes.
And can I ask you?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about blackstrap molasses or apple cider vinegar, using that to shrink the fibroids?
The blackstrap molasses will not help. They will actually aggravate the growth. Because there's a high sugar content, even if it's naturally occurring in the molasses, it will actually create a bigger problem. The vinegar, nah, it's not going to create a bigger problem. Well, do I think it'll solve it? Not at all. It's not going to solve it at all. It won't hurt you if you take it, but it's not going to solve the problem.
Okay, Ann, thanks so much. How did you know about Karen Hurd? Have you been a client before?
Yes, I have.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening and for calling today.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, well, it's kind of interesting because we got Ann in Colorado and then also Beth in Pennsylvania. Who says, I was talking to someone who was talking about negative effects of beans. Please address the following. The lectins in legumes are an important protective measure for the bean plant and a potentially harmful one for humans. Lectins are capable of harming the lining of the intestines, especially the microvilli. Fun part of doing the show, I get to say words I'd never otherwise say. This happens when the lectins bind to the protein receptors in the intestinal lining, causing damage. When the intestines are damaged, lectins and the foods that they bind to can pass through the intestinal wall and into the bloodstream. These sticky molecules can then wreak havoc in the bloodstream. So,
it's a nice little summary and not all the way accurate. Lectins are absolutely necessary. Without lectins, there is no life. They are essential to our immune system. They are essential for communication of cells. And so what happens, and I see this all the time, is that we get a little bit of information and we apply it to a very limited situation, like, you know, gut health. And then we don't take it all the way and look at how it's occurring throughout all of microbiology. And I will tell you, without lectins, there will be no life on Earth. And by the way, lectins are found in all our plant foods.
Huh.
So.
Well, and Beth finishes up in Pennsylvania and says, thanks. We'll miss you, Karen, and Mark this summer. You've blessed many. Sometimes, she says, I will share these stories with you. All right. Well, keep spreading the word there in Pennsylvania, and we'll have the podcasts at wogo.com of these shows we've done on Wednesdays. And also, the Wellness Wednesday has its own distinction at wwib.com, so people can check that. And it's got to be on my assignment sheet to add more programs, Mark. Add more programs. People are hungry for more of Karen. All right. I think this might be the last one. Anonymous says, my 24-year-old daughter was recently diagnosed with moderate to large amounts of stool in her colon via abdominal x-ray. She does have a bowel movement daily. Her provider prescribed drinking 10 to 12 cups of water a day, increasing fiber and Miralax daily. She has had problems with constipation since the age of 2. She's 24 now. She says, can my daughter use psyllium husk powder and beans instead? The emailer says, I know that you've mentioned nuts as well. Well, anything else, you mentioned nuts for a different reason, I think. How do we get the bowels moving and the stool out?
Yep, and your doctor's given some good recommendations to increase the water to basically almost 3/4 of a gallon and then to eat a higher fiber diet. Yes, the beans will help. Certainly psyllium will help. But actually, he's onto something, or she is, whoever emailed in. That is that eating cashews are extremely helpful in helping constipation because the oils will bind with the soluble fiber. If you're eating them with some beans, those oils will be carried to the large colon, makes the stool soft and easy to pass. And then you add the high content of magnesium in cashews, and you've got, which causes smooth muscle relaxation, so you can pass stool easier. You got a recipe for getting rid of constipation.
Huh. All right. So again, the nuts emphasis, I mean, we hear
cashews.
So much, we hear so much about beans, in this particular instance, cashews, but what's the purpose in general of the consuming the nuts? That's my last question heading into the summer.
Yes. So. The nuts are very high in something called the essential fatty acids. Those are the good fats. We have good fats, we have bad fats, and the nuts are good fats. And so we always want to eat lots of those.
All right. And they're good for what?
Oh, they're good for arthritis, anything to reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, again, helping a lot of people. People can learn a lot more. Go read the story. In fact, the story that we were kind of recapping from telling in the last hour on WIBandWIB.com, you can find at KarenHurd.com. And don't be fooled when you see the green dragon. That's what the story of how Karen got into this whole thing with her daughter, Ruth. And you can't remember it, but Ruth, congratulations on your marriage, your, obviously, and everything, and coming back to the Chippewa Valley.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you back. All right.